Good morning, everyone. Last week, we had, at Light of the World, we had 15 kids, middle schoolers. We were joining with all the middle schoolers in the Archdiocese of Denver at YMCA. We have another 1,000 middle schoolers, and it was so awesome. It was like a lot of middle schoolers, so it was so energetic, like the energies that you can feel like, oh, it's so much fun over there. And we couldn't sleep well at all. Like the walls in my room were so thin, and then I can hear like everything like in the hallway, like people were like jumping, like fighting, like yelling, like running, and then knocking my door at the midnight, and then it was so like crazy. And then someone took a shower at like 1 a.m. and then I couldn't sleep anymore. Like, you can imagine, if you are moms and dads, you can imagine, like, instead of, like, having four kids, four boys, now you have 1,000 boys hanging around. So it's just like, but that's really awesome. Like, it's so much energy over there. And one thing, and then in the end of, like, the 3 days, so we have a vocational calling, like, hey, if you are thinking or if you are open to be a priest or a nun, so would you please stand up? And then at our parish, we had one boy. He stood up for the vocation. He stood up to want to become a priest. And I think that is the result of, like, traveling chalice right there. We are praying for the vocations at our parish, and I have been like waiting for a year to have God give me someone, like, open the heart of the young people so that they can answer, they can reply your vocation. And then it was so beautiful for me as a priest to see a younger generation want to be a priest. That is the last weekend, and this weekend I would love to invite you all to reflect with me one point. I have been at the parish for 2 years already. I hope you can trust me enough so that I can give this homily. This homily I will give like after 2 years living amongst you, living with you, so that I hope that you can have a trust on me before I give this homily. Because this homily, it is the hardest homily, I think, for me to practice. Love your enemies. 3 points for you all: the what, the how, and the why. Why we need to love our enemies. What is love? Loving our enemies. If you feel like you have, if you feel easy to love your enemies, you're good, okay? Thumbs up for you. But if you feel hard like me, I'll speak from my own experiences. So I'll allow me to speak to you freely. Allow me to speak to you from heart to heart, because that is this is the hardest homily I think for me to pray about and to practice. So what? What is that? Love? What is love? Love enemies. Love the enemies, brother and sister. We like Western minds. I think we are thinking about love as the emotion a lot. Like when we love someone, we feel good. Like when you love your dogs, you feel good because that is the love. Like feelings, emotions. When you love your boyfriends or your girlfriends or your future husbands and wife, you feel so good when you have dinners and then meals with them because you are in love. And then you feel so good. Feelings. We focus on too much on feelings. However, this is like important. I want you to know. Love, which is Jesus, he talked about, it requires a lot of action. Again, love isn't a choice, an action. Why I am saying that? Listen again. To you hear, I say, love your enemies, comma, do good, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who misuse you, mistreat you. So love your enemies. So comma, immediately, always a verb, like actions, doing something. Love is not like emotion at all, but love is actually an action. Like love your enemies, comma, do good, bless them, pray for them. That is an action that the Lord, he requires. And then the whole gospel is not like the first time, like Jesus, he spoke about like love your enemies, but inside the gospel today, twice, love your enemies. Because love your enemies is so hard. It's not easy. If you can put like someone who is hurting you right in front of you, I had a person who was hurting me. When I prepared for this homily, I put him in front of me so that when I reflect on this homily, I felt so hard. It's not easy for me to give this homily because, hey, Anthony, give the people the perfect idea about loving your enemies, but you don't do it. You're good to go, right? Wrong. You need to practice first so that you have your own experiences about loving the enemy so that give the homily after you practiced it. Like the thing is, I am practicing it. Like I have, of course, like we don't call it enemies, but like the enemies, like someone who's hurting us, like someone I put like the person in front of me and then now I reflect on him. Brother and sister, that is the what? Love an enemy. It's like an action. Like how to love them, pray for them, how to love them, do good for them, how to love them, bless them. That is the Lord he telling you today. And then that is the what. Now we moved on to the how. How are we going to do, how are we going to love our enemies? Two things I want to distinguish. When you have someone in your mind right now, okay, pick someone who's hurting you, okay? Pick someone. I know you have a lot, or you don't have anyone. That's okay. But the person who's hurting you, I need you to distinguish two things. First, the person right here, okay, and their actions right here, okay? So the Lord, he is asking you to love the person itself, like themselves, like the person himself or herself, okay? However, this is like the actions. The actions they did that for you can be harmful, can be unhealthy. Do you need to love these actions or not? The answer is no. You are required to love the person, but you are not required to love their actions because their action can be evil, can be sinful, can be harmful. So that love your enemy means that you love the person themselves. Now, the question you go ask, but Father Anthony, how do I love my enemies? Loving your enemies means seeking or picking one good thing about them. Again, I think that is for me. When I love my enemies, when I love the person who was hurting me, I picked in my mind one good thing about him. And then I pray for him at that point so that I am on the way to love my enemies. Now, the last point, like the why. This is so important point, like why, hey, okay, now Father Anthony, okay, so yeah, so we love our enemies, yes, so yeah, so but why we need to do that? Why the Catholics, why Jesus himself, he told like, hey, love your enemies, why Jesus told you to do that? May I suggest for you for one thing? Love your enemies, why? Because we never the same when we enter into that path. We never the same anymore when we love our enemies. What do I mean? I mean is we are growing in holiness. We are growing in the virtue of humility. We are growing in understanding. Because when you love your enemies, Jesus, he wants you, He wants to upgrade you to another level of love. He wants to tell you something like impossible. It looks like impossible, but actually, try it, and then you will see what I'm talking right now to you. Again, I put in the context of I have someone who hurting me, okay? I'm not telling you a perfect idea that you never achieve. No, I am giving a homily based on my experiences that who I had, the person who was hurting me, so that loving them, loving your enemies, our enemies, Jesus, he's telling me that, hey, Anthony, you want to go to heaven with me? Yes, Jesus, I want to go to heaven with you. But you have to love your enemies. Why? Why, Jesus? Why you ask me to love my enemies? He's my enemies. This is not fair. This is unfair. Like, Jesus, no, that is my enemies. That is the one who's hurting me. That's my enemies. You are unfair to me because that is not, that is impossible. But Jesus, he wants one thing that, hey, Anthony, I want you and I want the person who's hurting you. You both go to heaven together. Love your enemies. That is the requirement because in heaven, hopefully, in heaven, you'll be hanging out together with your enemies in heaven. Love your enemies is hard. I acknowledge that it's hard. If you think it's easy, I don't know. But for me, it's hard. To be honest with you, I'll be honest with you. That it is for me is hard. Maybe that battle I need to deal with the rest of my life. Maybe every day I need to wake up and then, oh, I cannot do that again. Oh, tomorrow I'm gonna hate him again. But because that is emotions. Do you get that? Like, because we focus on love is emotion. Because we think that loving enemies is emotion. So that, yeah, today I feel good. I love them. Tomorrow I feel bad. I hate them. That is emotions, feelings. So that, but it's not at all. Loving is an act of will to will the good and actions. So that, try, use your mind to love your enemies. That's all I have for you all. Being Catholic is not easy, huh? But God, he told you that. Not only once, but twice today in the gospel. He told me that, and I reflected on it, and I felt hard, really hard, and I asked him, why is it so hard, Jesus? Well, he told me that heaven is not easy, Anthony. If heaven is easy, everyone can go to heaven. Pray for your enemies. Love your enemies.